From Wall Street to your street and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
So it looks like people want the iPhone 7 after all. Coming up, a look at how Apple is still in the game, but for how long?
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. And after a rather rough week for tech stocks, Apple is looking okay right about now. Shares for the tech giant are set to rise 11%. This is after posting their best four-day streak in more than 2 years. Interestingly enough, this was not necessarily expected. iPhone sales in general have seen better days as of late. And after the big post-Labor Day reveal of the latest iPhone, investors didn't seem overwhelmingly impressed as far as the market went. Joining us now to catch us up on the current state of affairs and how the future might look for Apple is tech columnist for Heard on the Street, Dan Gallagher. Hi, Dan.
Good to be here.
Let's rehash. Apple's share price slipped 5% in the 2 days following the big, big debut of the iPhone 7. Investors weren't exactly dazzled. Fast forward a week later, how have tables turned? What's the demand been like?
Well, you know, it's hard to say because Apple's decided that they're not going to give out, pre-order numbers or launch weekend sales the way they have in the past. So it's gonna be probably until their next earnings report next month that we get some sense. What's gone on this week, though, is there has been signs that demand for this phone is at least stronger than I think what a lot of the pessimistic views had. T-Mobile and Sprint both reported strong pre-orders. There's lines at the stores that are usually accompanying these types of things. And Apple itself said that several models have already been stocked out. So it seems there's at least, compared to the views when they launched the phone and showed it off, and people thought, oh, that's not very different, it seems there's actually potential for a good demand here.
Right. And lest we forget that Samsung is still kind of digging itself out of a near catastrophe. It's been a rough week of headlines. Could their latest troubles with the explosive battery situation be a small gift to Apple as well?
I think at least public perception-wise, it probably helps. It's hard to know how it will impact sales, because if you look at, over the last 3 years, the market share numbers for Android and iOS have been kind of stagnant. And so my personal theory is that, the problem Samsung is having probably either moves customers to other Samsung phones or to other Android phones. Mm-hmm. It's possible Apple will pick up some share there. It's hard to say. I mean, it comes right at the same time as this launch does. So it's not hard to imagine that some people giving up their Samsung phone because of this issue might elect to go for an iPhone, but it's hard for me to see a huge number doing that. Mm-hmm. But I think we'll have to see on that as well.
And like you said, it just launched. It's still early. Is it possible that a little novelty wears off and maybe this good run won't necessarily last?
Well, I mean, that's typical. I mean, when Apple launches these phones, it's usually, it gets a lot of interest and a lot of excitement among its customer base. So, but they do most of the thing, each iPhone cycle, most of them tend to sell in the first weeks and in that first quarter. So, we'll see it. So I think over the next, let's say, month or two is when, we'll have there's going to be a good sense of at least how iPhone 7 is going to perform. And my theory is that it's going to be, it's going to spark a decent upgrade cycle. There's a lot of iPhone users on older devices right now that are, that might be looking for an upgrade and not want to wait another year.
So I guess it's safe to assume that for now, Apple is in good shape, but maybe we should stay cautiously optimistic.
Yeah, I think, it's really hard to read the tea leaves on these early things. And the stock is down just a touch today, and I think that's normal in this kind of cycle. It launches, there's a little sell on the news. But, I don't think estimates are too high, so I think the iPhone 7 can meet them probably. But it's hard to tell based on the data points we've seen so far.
Very good. Dan Gallagher, thank you as always for the time.
My pleasure.
Once again, we've been speaking to Dan Gallagher. He covers all things tech for the Wall Street Journal's Heard on the Street. That'll wrap it up for the tech news briefing for now. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
WSJ Podcasts, now available on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app.